Our text is taken from the epistle reading, Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39, especially verse 35 and 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what a privilege it is for a pastor to preach this text to his congregation. The Apostle Paul, who suffered much as a missionary for the Lord, here sounds no note of defeatism or despair or gloom. Rather, he sounds a note of courageous confidence, of triumph. He's bringing to a magnificent conclusion this portion of Romans, chapters 5 through 8, in which he talks about the blessedness of believing in Jesus, of being justified by faith. Why could Paul write this message, this victory passage, which applied not only to himself, but to the Apostle James, who had been martyred by this time, to the Roman Christians, indeed to believers of all ages? Because we who believe in Jesus are never separated from Christ's love. We can tell this to the members of our congregation, that despite all the hardships and tribulations that we will go through in this life, we will be conquerors. And not only that, we will be more than conquerors. First of all, we will have to tell our parishioners that we must all go through hardship and tribulation and grief and hurt in this life. Sometimes we, as the Apostle Paul, suffer because of our faith in the Lord Jesus and our witnessing for Him. Sometimes we suffer because we sin, we mess up. And sometimes we have trouble and tribulation in this life simply because we're living in a world which is corrupted by sin, and the effects of sin are swirling all around us and in our bodies. No one is exempt from grief and suffering in this life. Which of the great heroes of the Bible did not have to go through some kind of pain or sadness or trouble or difficulty for whatever reason? When Paul writes in our text of trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, hunger, nakedness, and danger, he's writing from his own experiences. During one of his missionary journeys, Paul told those who had been brought to faith in Jesus that we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. The good news of our text is that we are never separated from Christ's love, including those times when we have to go through grief or pain or danger or need. Troubles and difficulties have or will come into our lives, but this does not mean that God has stopped loving us. Christ's love continually flows out to us. It enfolds us constantly. It surrounds us. And no enemy or trouble or any power can separate us from Christ's love, block its flow out to us, prevent it from reaching us. Having given in verse 35 a list from the human way of thinking of possible sources of separation of Christ's love from us, Paul overtops that list with verses 37, 38, and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because we are never separated from Christ's love, we will be conquerors, no matter what trials or hardships or difficulties we have to go through. Christ will help us prevail. How will we be such victors, as was the Apostle Paul, also the Apostle James? Through faith in Jesus, united with Christ, upheld by our loving Savior, we will not become despondent in hard times. We will not give in to discouragement. We will not be overwhelmed with despair. We will not be so overwhelmed with discouragement that we'll be unable to carry out our tasks. We will not become suicidal. Rather, through the gospel promise that nothing can separate us from Christ's love, Christ will give us reassurance and comfort and courage and hope. He will remind us that He is in control of this whole universe, that His love constantly enfolds us, that He is continually at our side, that He will give us the help we need according to His good and perfect will. We can face life with confidence. This is conquering. This is prevailing. The gospel truth that we are never separated from Christ's love not only moves us to endure our life with courage, but also with joy. The most important matter in our lives, our eternal salvation, has already been taken care of by Jesus Christ. Troubles and hardships are only temporary, but our status as God's children is going on forever. To be rejoicing in the Lord, even when going through hardships and pain and difficult times, this is prevailing. This is conquering. Never separated from Christ's love, we will be victors also in this sense. Christ will help us to continue showing our faith in our lives when we are going through such trials and tribulations and griefs. He will empower us to continue living and speaking according to God's will, according to God's word, to continue living the Christian faith, even in times of trouble and hardship. This is conquering. This is prevailing. And never separated from the love of Christ, we will endure in the faith until the day we die, as did the Apostle James. Christ, through His word and sacraments, continually comes to us, preserving us in the faith, strengthening our faith. To remain faithful to Christ, despite all the troubles and hardships and powers and pressures and forces that can tear us away from Christ, that is conquering. That is prevailing. May we boldly proclaim the message of our text to our parishioners, and may this message sink into our own hearts and minds. Nothing and no one can separate us from the love of Christ, which never ceases. May we then, strengthened by Christ, face life with courage, no matter what hardships may befall us. Continue trusting in the Lord. Rejoice in Him always, even in hard times, and at such times continue to show our faith in our lives. Because we are constantly enfolded with Christ's love, let us dare much. And because of our love for Christ, let us do much. The message of our text goes on. Since we are never separated from Christ's love, this means not only that we will be conquerors, it means that we will be more than conquerors. This happens, as our text says, through Him who loved us, through the Son of God who became a man. Jesus Christ, the God-man, lived a perfect life in our stead, and then He paid for all of our sins and for the sins of the whole world with His suffering and death on the cross. Then He arose from the dead, and now He lives as our triumphant, almighty Savior who continues to love us. Never separated from His love, we are battling hardships and troubles and trials more than conquerors. We not only prevail, we not only win the victory, but we win a most glorious victory. We win an overwhelming triumph. And how is this so? From our struggles and tribulations, we emerge as better people. God allows these trials to come into our lives ultimately for our good. First of all, these troubles and trials and afflictions can serve to bring us closer to God and to refine and strengthen our faith. We are led to rely totally on God's mercy, to cast ourselves totally on His power. These trials can act as fires to burn away our spiritual dross and leave us made up in greater part of spiritual gold. Secondly, troubles and trials and sufferings can also serve to restrain us from sin. Sometimes we have to be reined in with the bits of affliction before we learn a lesson as given to us in God's word, before we learn how to follow God's will. We may learn a lesson the hard way, but that is better than not learning it at all. Thirdly, we are more than conquerors when through troubles and sorrows and afflictions, we are brought closer to our fellow human beings who are suffering. Our compassion for them will grow. We will be led to pray for the afflicted, to cheer them with the gospel, to do for them what we can for their bodily needs, giving them clothing and food as they need it. And finally, never separated from Christ's love, we emerge from troubles and hardships as more than conquerors, because these trials are used by the Lord to help prepare us for the life to come, to lead us to put our mind on heaven and on judgment day. Tribulations will prevent us from becoming enamored with this world. They'll remind us, these tribulations will remind us that heaven is our real home. Never separated from Christ's love, we will at last, as the Apostle James, enter the glory of heaven, which will be our greatest victory, our ultimate triumph. In heaven, we will fully see the reasons for our sufferings and tribulations here on earth. We can tell our parishioners, we can reassure them, and we can reassure ourselves that in heaven, we will joyfully proclaim, "Yes, Lord Jesus, in all things you were working for our good. Who or whatever separated us from your love? Trouble or hardship or persecution or hunger or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things you enabled us to prevail, yes, to gain an overwhelming victory. We were and are more than conquerors." May we with our thoughts and words and deeds continually praise Christ. God grant that we will be his instruments to lead our parishioners to do the same, to give thanks to Jesus, from whose love we are never separated. In his name, amen.